Your Country Now, 100.5 WKXA and Community Day, Ross and Bluffton, and we are at DNC Hydraulics. Coming up, your WTOL 11 weather, and it looks like partly sunny, high around 79. Give you some details here coming up, and at DNC Hydraulics, and Dave Conaway here with Cody. Dave, how you doing?
Doing real good, Rex. It's a beautiful morning out here.
Yeah, it is very nice. You guys have been keeping busy, and you are living the American dream.
Yeah.
You know, because you started in a garage with a tree, basically.
Exactly.
And look what's happening now. So.
That's kind of been the theme here the last 10 years, seeing it come along and grow as much as it has. And Cody's done a great job. He's got a lot of help now. He's got a lot off his plate. And we're just kind of rolling along on
just getting started. Just getting started. Just got a long way to go, we say. But things are good. It's been fun.
I told Cody just put a dome over this whole place, you know, and close it all.
Yeah.
So. It might be better, you know. So you got a new building. You got the property next door going to be for the engineers. Talk about that.
We purchased the property right to the east of us there, and actually they just got the house painted to match the buildings here.
Yeah,
we're going to be turning those into offices.
Looks good. Yeah, the house will be housing our administrative people, and the garage is turned into an engineering building, and looks beautiful on the inside. And I think those guys are really excited to get in there. And like I said, we're going to have 5 people in it here in 2 weeks. And obviously, local homegrown people here. Engineer from student from ONU, girl from Liberty Benton's going to be doing an internship with us, and a lot of things like that going on here.
A lot of growth going on here lately.
Yeah, yeah.
Tons of opportunity.
A lot of buildings in the last 2 years added on here at DNC.
A lot of equipment. Not so many trees we're using anymore. It's more push button, we like to say. But still hard work. Still a lot of hardworking men and women here that care about what they do.
Yeah. I think you guys, I come by here about every Saturday. But I noticed you guys are here, you're working, and then it's time to go be with family. You know, I don't see... Now you have a second shift, but you're always taking care of customers and your employees.
Yeah, the second shift's only 4 days. It's four tens, so that's a real perk.
That is.
So the hours might not be the greatest because it's nine p.m. to 7:30, but they only work 4 nights. A lot of guys love that.
Right.
A couple of them are big hunters, so they get a whole day extra day to hunt during hunting season. But you know, we try to be as. Good as we can for family, you know, getting in and out. Like we were talking about Tony being on the fire department, and when he's got to go, he's got to go.
So you're talking about you guys handle 6-7 states, cover states.
Yep.
So
we do.
What do you see the future for DNC Hydraulics?
Really wanting to put a satellite station in. Hopefully in the next 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, I think that's probably the exact timeline we're at. You know, we want to build the home base out here. There's a couple more things we want to do under roof that we currently outsource and bring that in, you know, into this facility and create more opportunity for our guys that have the mental capacity and ability to do some of these things we pay other people to do. But we're going to do a couple more build-outs here, and then the next step is another location. Not sure which way we're going to go, east, west, south. You know, we're talking about getting to Pittsburgh. We're in Chicago now and everywhere in between.
Ken was saying that he was in Pittsburgh in a DNC truck, and then there was another one past him. You might want to go that way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's a lot of good accounts over there.
Yeah.
Wish fuel was a little cheaper, but.
Yeah, that would be nice, yeah. Very good talking to Dave Conaway, Cody Conaway, DNC Hydraulics. Thanks again for having us out. It's been a busy morning here, so, and the sheriff's on his way, so,
yeah,
Dave, you know.
I'm used to Mr. Botwell being around.
So. Oh. That's been a while.
We thank you guys for coming out and enjoying this beautiful morning with us. And
We got another hour to go.
Yes,
so
we do.
I'm going to have to leave when the sheriff gets here.
Then you guys can go. All right. Not able to do birthdays today, but if you have any, you can email us, birthdays@wkxa.com. We'll get them on Monday. Coming up, more, we'll hear from Children's Mentoring Connection, also Southwestern Hancock Joint Fire District, Chief Corey Miracle, and they brought a vehicle, so hang on.
Hi, this is Linda from Paradise.